from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Wednesday, August 5th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. There's a new development in the 2016 Pike County Massacre case. ONN's Marcia Augustin has more.
After years of delays and appeals and family testimony, this 28-page court document shows the trial date for George Billy Wagner has been locked in.
George Billy Wagner, the patriarch of the Wagner family, is charged in the deaths of eight members of the Roden and Gilly families. According to the court docket in Pike County Common Pleas Court, a jury trial is set to begin for George Billy Wagner III on January 11, 2027. Billy Wagner is the last of his family to stand trial.
George Billy Wagner's wife was sentenced to at least 30 years in prison. His son, George Wagner IV, is serving eight life sentences. Billy's mother-in-law was sentenced to 5 years of probation, and his son, Edward Jake Wagner, was sentenced to at least 32 years in prison. Congressman Max Miller says he is staying in the race for Northeast Ohio's 7th Congressional District despite mounting pressure to step aside. ONN's Candace Hare has the story.
Miller says that he has no plans to leave this race, and he says a call even from President Donald Trump, who expressed doubts about his campaign, will not change his decision. And on CNN, Miller was defiant when directly addressing whether he would drop out or resign.
People have asked me, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to drop out of this race? Are you going to resign? You know, are you going to get out before the deadline? And my answer to you is no.
The National Weather Service has confirmed four tornadoes in the Southwest Ohio area after last Saturday's storms. More from ONN's Jared Allen.
One tornado was on the ground for 2.7 miles east of New Lebanon in Montgomery County. The National Weather Service describes it as following Snyder Road north to south nearly perfectly, almost from beginning to end. It was an EF0. Another in Preble County, northwest of Eaton, was an EF1 and touched down for 0.9 miles. Yet another, an EF0, touching down near Franklin in Warren County.
A fourth twister touched down just across the state line in Indiana. Residents at a nursing facility in central Ohio's Fairfield County are suffering from an outbreak of a dangerous upper respiratory infection. ONN's Stacia Nakhen in Columbus reports.
There's an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in a Fairfield County nursing home. Legionnaires, a form of pneumonia that is treatable but can be deadly. According to the county's health department, the outbreak is at the Country Lane Gardens, a long-term care community in Thornville. The department says so far there are eight confirmed cases, the first of which was reported last Wednesday. The department says the facility uses well water from the city. The facility has installed water filters and is restricting water while it continues to test.
One of Northwest Ohio's biggest school districts is going public with a list of cuts that will have to be made if their November school levy fails. Here's ONN's Heather Pauloff in Toledo.
Sylvania Schools spelled out what could happen if voters reject the district's levy this November. District leaders say they would need to cut more than $11 million from their budget. The plan calls for larger class sizes, eliminating summer school, Sylvania Virtual Academy, some reading and math intervention, and some art, music, and world language programs.
The district also says it would eliminate all extracurricular and athletic programs, cut student support services, and reduce special education, transportation, and administrative staff. State lawmakers have introduced a bill aimed at protecting veterans trying to access their benefits. ONN's Jeff Hogan has the story with Tim Hauser of the Veterans Assurance Network.
The measure would prohibit people from charging for claims assistance unless they are accredited by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. It would also classify violations as unfair or deceptive consumer practices under Ohio law. Advocates say this bill isn't just about claims assistance, it's about preventing suicide among veterans.
Shame is a big part of this. When a veteran finds out they're being scammed, this is what causes veteran suicide.
This bill is currently in the House committee.
And the name of the WNBA team coming to Cleveland has been revealed. ONN's Brissa Bradfield has more.
Cleveland meet the Sirens. The team name officially was announced at a press conference at Rocket Arena, where the team will have its home court. The name was chosen after interviews with dozens of people across Northeast Ohio, and it is meant to represent our city's connection to Lake Erie. Cleveland will begin its inaugural WNBA season in 2028, followed by a fellow expansion franchise franchises, Detroit in 2029 and Philadelphia in 2030.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.